It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We will have baseball action here on the air this afternoon if the weather will allow. So hopefully the rain stays away and the Tiger baseball team can host Hopkins County Central at the VFW ballpark. That game set for a 5:30 first pitch, and we'll have the broadcast for you immediately following the 5 o'clock newscast this afternoon. Busy day in sports. Again, if the weather cooperates, Lady Tigers softball going to Christian County today, and the Caldwell County tennis team's hosting the Paducah homeschool team in an exhibition match up at the CCHS tennis courts today. So hopefully we can get all those games in. It's a big district game for baseball today, so that's one that they really have to get in, and the Tigers still looking to try to get the number one seed for the district tournament and need to keep winning these district games. They've got Hopkins County Central today, and then two district games still remaining with Dawson Springs that will have to be made up at some point. So Tigers still in the running for that top seed. If weather allows, we'll have the Tigers and Hopkins County Central for you this afternoon from the VFW ballpark. Stay with us. We'll continue with more here on the Sideline Report right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hello, this is Brad Harrelson with First Southern National Bank. There is little doubt that many are facing financial hardships in our country today. The statistics can be startling to look at, with as many as 70% of Americans having less than $1,000 saved for emergencies. While it can be easy to point fingers, the truth of the matter is that many folks lack the basic financial knowledge to avoid these pitfalls. To meet this need, First Southern has provided financial literacy resources so that the people of our communities can be better equipped to face the financial challenges life throws their way. We invite you to explore the Financial Literacy Resource Center at fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, sports fans. You wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agri-Fi. When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves a Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustment, and quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, get the Kubota Z400 mower for zero down, 0% APR for 48 months, or save $300.
Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Test drive one today at H&R Agri-Power, 4900 Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
This is Stephanie, manager at your Princeton Purcell Tire. The last thing you want is your vehicle to end up in the shop during your spring and summer vacations. We have a car care package available that covers an oil change, tire check and rotation, brake inspection, and much more. Our new hours are 7:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Call us today at 270-365-7291 to schedule your appointment.
Come by The Joint in Eddyville for mouth-watering smoked meats and flavorful sides, now with a brand new look. They've remodeled the interior to give you an even better experience and can't wait for you to see it. Stop by Tuesday through Sunday and enjoy the same great food and service you have grown accustomed to. Find The Joint online for more information and to book their catering services. The Joint is the perfect spot for a quick lunch or a fun night out. Come see for yourself. They can't wait to serve you.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY, and we appreciate you tuning in this morning. Joining us now on the telephone is Dave Winder from Murray State University. And Dave, first of all, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show, and I think we caught you on the move this morning.
Yeah, just heading into work here, and pulled off here to do our show. I don't like to do the show while I'm driving.
Yeah,
we're doing far too much deep thinking when we talk. So.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we don't want you driving either.
Driving when,
yeah, glad you pulled over and could join us this morning and talk some Murray State Racer sports. And, of course, the big media news last week was that you guys announced that Neil Bradley is going to step down as play-by-play radio guy for Racer basketball. And, man, he's been on the radio for a long time calling Racer hoops.
Yeah, 32 years, Todd. Just amazing. You know, Neil is 68 years old. He had told me he had recently retired from the stations that he was working for here in Murray. And, you know, I felt like, or he did too, that he wanted to go maybe until he was 70. But, you know, things change once you kind of, at our age, you're just glad to have another year, you know, or glad that you made it to another year. And I think he's to the point in his life where he just doesn't want to leave his wife, Dee, at home as much as we do during basketball season. And, you know, I have those same feelings as well. You know, thank goodness Sarge is there with my wife at home when I'm gone. I feel better about that, you know. But so Neil's at the point in his life where he just doesn't want to be gone as much. And I respect that because I have some of the same feelings as I go through the job too. But so one thing you got to listen to, Todd, as you know, I do a podcast called Running with the Racers Podcast. And you can find it on GoRacers.com, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud. And I'm going to record part three with Neil tomorrow morning that'll be posted next week. But right now, the first two farewell episodes with Neil Bradley are posted. And they're both about 45 minutes to an hour long. And all we're doing is pulling down famous calls that he's had, starting with the most recent. And we're working our way back to just some of the iconic calls that Neil had. So, you know, I'm sad that when our first road trip happens next season, I won't be on the bus with Neil. You know, he and I have been roommates on the road for 20 years, and it's just going to take some getting used to. But there will be a new voice of the Racers in the fall for men's basketball, and we're beginning that process. And Neil's going to stay on with football, Todd, so he's not completely going away. It's just that football season is a little more workable for him, seeing that you're playing one game a week.
Well, and half of those are at home, so that's always pretty good, too.
Yeah, correct, yeah. So only six of them are on the road. And most football trips, you leave the day before you play and you get back. So, yeah, we had two trips this past basketball season. We were gone for 6 days to play three games. So, you know, the travel is pretty much, it's brutal, actually. It's what it is.
Yeah, I was going to say the Missouri Valley Conference travel is a little different than the Ohio Valley Conference travel was.
A little bit. You know, for example, that late season game we had at Bradley, maybe 2 weeks before the tournament started, that was a Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock game in Peoria. And Peoria is about 7 hours from Murray. So what we ended up doing is we practiced here on Thursday and then used our Thursday evening night traveling to Peoria. We got in about 10 o'clock that night on Thursday night. Then because the game's so early on Saturday, then we used Friday to get a good practice in, good game plan. And then Saturday you kind of get up and boom, before you know it, it's 1 o'clock and it's time to play. So That was just one example of you got two nights away to play one game. And the travel, you know, there are some considerations to make because you want to give your team the best chance to win. And we were able to charter several places this year, hopefully more next season. That's the ultimate. But there's still always going to be a lot of time on a bus, no matter how much you fly.
Well, it's going to be different not hearing Neil on the radio, but was the last guy who did it Randy Herndon? Was that his name, the one who did
yes,
it?
Yes. That proves you've got a good memory, Todd, yeah. Because it's been 2 years since Randy was calling games. And Randy's a good friend of mine. He was a longtime media teacher at Grace County High School and in Callaway. And he's retired, lives here in town, and we like to bring him to the podcast now and then when we start talking about you know, the famous games that have happened. Actually, Randy called Murray State's first NCAA win in 1988 when Murray State upset NC State. And that shows you Neil's longevity. Murray State's won five NCAA tournament games, and Neil has called four of them.
Oh, wow. You know, we were on the Racer Network back in the day, and, of course, I got to go down and watch Randy work a couple of times, and, you know, I stole some good ideas that he had, so I remember that guy pretty well.
Yeah, Randy's great. I remember when I was in school here in 1983, Daryl Gibson was on Racer Radio, and then some of the color commentators that have been on with Neil in the past. Nathan Higdon was really good. Mark Hart, if you go back during the Popeye Jones era, Mark was on a lot of radio. Sam Rickman. And read the article. It's on GoRacers.com. It pretty much wraps up Neil's career with us. And let's just say there's a lot of info in that article that he accumulated for 32 years.
Well, tough to see Neil go from basketball, but Ed Marlowe was on the show last week, and we talked about it a little bit. And, you know, there are some really good guys calling high school basketball around the area. A lot of choices that maybe could step in there and take that job and run with it.
Well, all I could say is that is TBA as we begin our search. And I'm sure we'll find the next right person to be the voice of the Racers.
Okay, turning to sports now. Some big wins this week, some big late-inning wins for Racer baseball and softball.
Yeah, we had two walk-off home runs within 24 hours. Isn't that amazing? So Tuesday night, Murray State's playing North Alabama, and they scored seven unanswered runs. They were down 7-1 and won the game in the bottom of the ninth on a home run by Carson Garner. And then fast forward to yesterday afternoon, Murray State and Belmont are again playing a scoreless tie in Missouri Valley Conference play. And Gracie Osborne hit a solo homer in the bottom of the 10th to win it 1-0. So, and our good friend Todd Hamilton called those. You remember Todd?
Yes.
Used to work over in Hopkinsville. Todd is one of our primary voices on ESPN Plus, and he was on the call for two walk-offs within 24 hours. So Murray State softball, they're 15-6 in the Missouri Valley, so they're in good shape. They're going up to Carbondale this weekend to play SIU. And the Murray State baseball team, they lost 2 out of 3 at home to Evansville last weekend. They're 7-8. They're right in the middle of the pack is where they are. Top 8 teams get into the tournament. And they're going to hit the road this weekend for Belmont.
And we're getting pretty close to tournament time, right, for baseball and softball?
Yeah, softball is the week of May 12th, and then baseball is not for 2 weeks after that. So, yeah, we're getting close, especially for softball. They got a couple more weeks in their season.
And golf championships were just held, what, earlier this week?
Yeah, really excited about that. Todd, you and I have talked about Henderson County's Peyton Carter. She has done so well over here at Murray State, and we just found out recently that everybody's got the COVID year, so she's staying in school and getting her master's degree, and she's going to play one more season of golf with us. And she's arguably the best player in the region, if not in the Missouri Valley. She was named Missouri Valley Conference Golfer of the Year after the tournament a couple of weeks ago up in St. Louis at Anbrier. It's actually in Waterloo, Illinois. She lost in a playoff for the championship, but was named Conference Player of the Year. She's in a rare class of players that she's won back-to-back Conference Player of the Year awards, but she did them in two different conferences. So she was OVC Player of the Year last year, and this year she's Missouri Valley Player of the Year. So congratulations to Peyton. And, of course, Jessica Grace up there at Henderson County, she's a Murray State Hall of Famer, and was part of the golf development of Peyton for many, many years. Jessica, like I said, one of the greatest golfers ever to play at Murray State for Coach Velvet Milkman, and is in our Hall of Fame. So it didn't hurt Peyton having that lady kind of coaching her growing up up there in Henderson. And then from Beaver Dam, Kentucky, Trey Lewis goes to Moline, Illinois this week and shoots his career low, 208. So he was, I think, 6 under for the tournament, or maybe 5 under, and a tie for third. He makes all Missouri Valley Conference, and I happened to be there with him and got to see that with my own two eyes, as I did Peyton. And Trey just played great, and congratulations to him.
Yeah, exciting times for Murray State Racer Sports. And going back to baseball and softball for just a minute, Dave, tell us about the new Baseball Softball Performance Center that's coming.
Well, we're really excited about it. And Todd, what we got to do here, maybe the next time around, is to get Nico Yanko on with you, our athletics director. He's just doing some fantastic things to really elevate our facilities and our infrastructure and our team's ability to recruit. The indoor baseball softball facility, first of all, will be a first for either program. Neither program's ever had a permanent indoor place where they can work out and try to get better. And this is going to be made on the second floor of Roy Stewart Stadium. It's an old storage area right now, so we've been cleaning that out. There's about 6,000 square feet of space down there, and it'll be plenty of room for two batting cages, or if you want to raise the cages, two places with mounds where pitchers can throw for baseball and softball. And there'll be some other room where you could do some drill work as well. So we're really excited about that, and it's going to be right next to the indoor golf practice facility that we've had for a couple of years. So really excited for that. That's going to be ready by the time school starts. And then this past week we announced that the 10,000 square feet, which comprises the team rooms, team meeting rooms for Murray State football, this is all in the stadium, the locker room, the bathrooms, the showers, the coaches' offices, we're going to have a complete renovation and overhaul of those spaces as well to be ready by the time we play in the Missouri Valley Football Conference in the fall. So our AD, Nico Yanko, he's the youngest AD in the country. His energy is infectious. Me being a little bit older, sometimes it's hard for me to keep up with him. But, man, he's going all the time, and he's doing a great job for the Racers.
Well, we definitely need him on the show next time then.
Yeah, let's do that. We were talking about that. I haven't had him on with you yet, I don't think, so we need to do that next time.
Well, usually, Dave, when you come on the show, I try to ask you about the St. Louis Cardinals. Do we need to just skip that part this month?
Well, I tell you what, Todd, don't lose hope. This team is very good. They're just going through a tough time right now. You know, they've got the dreaded problem of when they hit, they don't pitch.
Right.
And when they pitch, they don't hit. They seem to, they can never do the same, the good of both of those things at the same time. And, you know, I'm sitting here looking at them, and they're 9-16 after the loss last night. And the run differential is below. It's minus 11. But again, they're in the National League Central, and the Pirates won't be able to keep up what they're doing. And the Reds won't be able to. So, and I don't think the Cubs will either. The Cardinals just got to win the next game right now. Now, that being said, if they come out of this 11-game West Coast trip, you know, like 2-9, something like that, then they're looking at, you know, being 10 games below 500. And you get too far behind at this point in the season, it's going to be hard to make it up.
Yeah. Well, let's hope they get things turned around. Dave, appreciate you spending some time with us this morning and coming on the show, and we'll look forward to talking to you guys again about a month from now.
All right, Todd, take care. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, Dave. That's Dave Winder from Murray State University. He's the Associate AD for Communications at Murray State. Appreciate him coming on the show this morning. Stay with us. We've got more to come. We'll talk with Tori Hammett about the West Kentucky Hoops Classic in December coming up. Plans are well underway for that, and we'll find out more right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Farless Realty is your local real estate office, offering experienced agents ready to help you find your perfect home. Their experienced agents understand the local market and can help you make the right decision. Contact Farless Realty, Princeton.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. We have an overnight low of 49 with showers possible. By this afternoon, showers are likely with thunderstorms potentially on the way. High of 65. East winds could be as high as 20 miles an hour. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms still possible. Low around 55. Then on Friday, that chance of showers and thunderstorms wanes, but is still around. Mostly cloudy skies with a high of 68 degrees. But back to this evening, we've got an overnight low of 49, and by this afternoon, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 65 degrees.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to Pro Shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice-Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Life is busy. We get it. That's why at First Southern National Bank, we are launching a new experience for customers. Our drive-thrus are being replaced with full-access banking lanes that utilize new technology to give you greater convenience. You can now do almost everything you could do inside the bank or at the ATM, all from your car. Tellers are available via video to assist you if needed, and bank services now have extended hours. Learn more at fsnb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. We appreciate you tuning in this morning. Again, thanks to Dave Winder from Murray State University for joining us. And changing gears a little bit now, we're going to talk with Tori Hammett, the West Kentucky Hoops Classic organizer. Tori is in the studio with us this morning. And Tori, I know that still a bit of a ways away till we get to December, but I'm sure you've been working on the 2023 Hoops Classic for quite a while already.
Yeah, we are close to maybe even being full. There's a couple spots, but I've got some offers out to people that are kind of just right there on the edge. Got a team out of Arkansas waiting to get a commitment from their superintendent, the AD, and the team, and the coaches are already in. So hopefully they'll come on board, and if they come on board, we may have to jockey a little bit of stuff around, but I've got the St. Rita, Illinois coach supposed to call me today, and they're good. I've been after him, so I'm hoping they got 3D1 kids on there, so I'm hoping we can pull them off. So we'll see, but yeah, it's loaded, no matter who else comes already, but in good shape.
Well, my feelings are still hurt that we didn't get to play last year's event because it was a great lineup, and there were several teams I was really looking forward to seeing, but looks like you're well on the path to having just as good or better a lineup this year.
Yeah, I kind of think it will certainly be as good, maybe a touch better. You just never really know till they get here. But on paper, there'll be as many, maybe a few more Power Five D1 kids than last year. But overall, between mid majors and D1 D2 kids, there's a bunch of them coming.
Now, how disappointed were some of those teams that traveled to Princeton last year and didn't get to play because of the weather? And are some of those schools willing to come back either this year or sometime in the future and make another go of it?
Yeah. Of course, Pinson Valley, Alabama's been here before, and then they got to play one game. They've probably played in two of our best three games ever, and another one last year. And then, They were anxious to come back and jumped right back on it, and they'll be good again. They've got the D1 Power 5 kid that's got the Alabama offer, and then they have two kids that have mid-major offers. So they'll be good again. They're always just highly athletic. But a few of the others, when I'm picking them, I look at their current talent pool, who they lost, who they got coming up. It's hard to tell when eighth and ninth graders come into the high school what they're going to be yet, but I look at what they lose. So some of the teams that we had last year lost some pretty key players, so we're not doing a lot of repeats, no. But they're on the hook for the future for sure.
That Winston-Salem team out of North Carolina was one I was really looking forward to seeing last year that we didn't get to see here.
Yeah, and they're still pretty stacked. They didn't lose much at all. I have them in a verbal. Like, they're coming back in a verbal. They're They have gotten so good that the grind session is kind of speaking with them. So if they go on the, I mean, he said, you know, I'll come unless the grind session puts me in a tournament I can't skip.
Yeah.
And I don't know really exactly where that goes. I can't ride with that till middle of summer. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I've kind of been talking to him about, I need you to declare one way or the other, because I got a few teams over here I'm slow playing that will get in it today. Yeah. If I asked them. So I've got these really good teams with Power Five guys that I'm still selling on coming that may come. And then I've got these that I'm slow playing that want to come that I can't take yet. And then I got the Winston-Salem issue trying to get them to be a complete lock. So if they lock in pretty soon, we'll take them because they're so good.
Do you find that it's easier to get teams to commit or easier to find the really good teams now than it was maybe when you kind of first started trying to put this together?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's been so many teams from so many different states now that there's just a little more discussion about it. Mm. It's perceived to be, you know, we've talked about that before. There's a tier of tournaments that take you to the coast, and that brings a whole nother, you know, benefit to the team to get to go, you know, to Florida or South Carolina, you know, some big Bass Pro tournament, Arby's Classic tournament, you know, some big tournaments. And we're just not going to compete with them because that's not who we are, because we're kind of bringing people into a rural environment where it's really more of a team building, because you're going to be together. You're not going to have a lot of extracurricular stuff to do other than play basketball and hang out. So we just spin it different. But, you know, one of the things that's hurt us some is not playing for a championship, like a three-day championship like King of Bluegrass.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, it's helped us with a team going, I've only got room for two games, so that's perfect. That's just what I need. Mm-hmm. And I had a team refer me to a team that was looking for a two-game event. So it's a toss-up as to whether or not it's going to hurt you with a team or not. But most of the teams that we talk to now have either heard something about it or know somebody that's been here and are willing to come. And location's pretty cool for some teams, Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, you know, that don't want to go all the way to the coast. We get some looks at some of them.
Well, and it's a nice change of pace, I would think, for some of those teams, because if you're a big city team and you're coming to Princeton, Kentucky, it can almost be a bit of a culture shock for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think, I mean, we've had a few teams say they like the slowness of, you know, it's just going to be me and my team for these 2 days. You know, we're not going to try to go do anything, you know, extra outside of basketball. Just kind of hone in, do a little team building.
Now, at what point do you try to have your schedule set? Is there a timetable for when you're going to have all the teams lined up and then you put the matchups together?
Yeah, they kind of seem to want that by around July, because they start to put out their print, you know, schedules for people. So, you know, they start looking at programs and stuff, but you just got to go with what you got. I mean, we have been real blessed not to have any cancellation problems. We've had one team had to back out one time, but for the most part, that's not been a problem. So I'm already kind of jockeying around some matchups, and it just depends on this Arkansas and Illinois team. If they get in, I'll have to mix a few up, but we got some really good teams, and I just try to fill it as fast as we can so that we can promote them. You know, we've already announced a few teams, so we just try to get them locked and announce them, and then start promoting more in the late summer.
Well, and a Kentucky team, I think, in the mix this year.
Yeah, Evangel Christian, Coach Larry over there has got a lot of reputation in the coaching ranks, and Hopkinsville. I think he coached at Hopkinsville too. And you know, I fired it out to, you know, we struggled to get a elite, you know, Golden Triangle-ish team.
Yeah.
It's been difficult because King of the Bluegrass is perceived to be such a high-quality tournament. It's a good tournament. It seems repetitive to me, though, for all the good teams to play there and then end up playing again in the Sweet 16. So I would think, why not, you know, go out and try to find an elite team to play somewhere else that can help you when you get back there. But so I sent it out to them and Woodford and E-Town, Bowling Green. Seems like there's another one. Great Crossings. I'm still going to try to get them again next year because they're going to be really good. And of course, their answer was, "Well, we're going to do King of the Bluegrass."
Right.
You know, that's great. But Evangel Christian he called, just called me out of the blue after I'd sent it over there to him. You know, I just didn't really know what to think. And he says, sounds good to him. They're going to be real good. You know, he mentioned multiple college talented kids, you know, so we'll see what they got. I know they lost the one big kid, but they've got another big kid that played a lot, so we'll step into that role. But, yeah, we're super excited to pull one of those teams from over there because we need you know, we had Fern Creek, and then COVID hit.
Right.
So that was the first one, that, and they were really good that year. But I think if we get one over here that has a good experience and, you know, with the matchups I can give them, they'll get all they want. I mean, they'll get all they want. I'll give them every bit of a game that they want. Matter of fact, I'm projecting to play them against Pinson.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know nobody wants to lose, but you need a game that you might not win so that when you're in a tie game, the kids aren't scrambling because they beat everybody all year. So,
well, I would think that you go to one of these events to play people like that. I mean,
yeah.
And when teams contact you or you contact teams, do they ask to play a certain level team, or do they ask to play certain teams? I mean, nobody wants to make the trip to play a team they're going to beat by 80 points.
No. It's a pretty front end question for the elite teams. Okay. The elite teams will immediately say, "Well, who you got committed already, okay, or who could be a matchup for me?" You know, this is props to Lyon County, who can't come this year because they are going to the one of the Florida tournaments. But I was trying to get a team out of Georgia before I had this roster. And they got a guard committed to Michigan. And he was asking me who was in it, and I was telling him. At the time, I was still talking to Lyon County, but I didn't bring them up. But he said, I guess he was looking at Google or something. He's like, "Hey, is that a – can we play that Lyon County team with that Perry kid who's been, you know, been recruited by Michigan?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, it's up in the air as to whether or not they can come this year because they may want to go to Florida." But I told him, you know, I'll let you know. Of course, since then – I've looked back at their roster, even with that Michigan committed kid, with what I've already got in and what I've got on the hook, and I can't take them. Like, I don't want to go back to them yet because I think we got better.
Yeah.
And I think they're real good, you know. So that's just a nice that we got some things to pick from. So, but, yeah, they want to know that, and it's really difficult to get the first team. That's the one that's difficult, to get the first elite, you know, what I consider an elite high school team, because till you have one, everybody wants to know who you got. So, but that's my sales pitch. As I start picking up some of the teams we're picking up, then I start telling every invite, this is who's currently in, this is who's currently in. So, you know, we've had them say, "Gosh, I wish I could come, but, you know, I filled up last week," or, you know, "keep us posted for the next year." So it's getting easier.
Well, I've asked you this before. You know, you play Kentucky High School Athletic Association rules, but do you have to? Could you make up some of your own rules? Could you say, "Hey, we're going to play with a play clock this year"?
Nah, I don't know if there's anybody really. We've talked about that.
Yeah,
and I would love that because Georgia does. So, you know, last year Sandy Creek, one of their first questions was, "Are we playing with a shot clock or not?" And I'm like, "Well, no, we're not playing with a shot clock." But, It does seem, because we use the Region 2 refs and it is a sanctioned tournament, you know, it's a sanctioned event, that we seem to be bound by the KHSAA rules for some reason. So I don't know. Maybe if I pushed it real hard, maybe we could get to somebody that could possibly give us that answer. But then you got the dilemma of, where am I going to get two shot clocks, you know, for each end. I had a team complain about the ball one time. You know, KHSAA uses a different ball than their state was using. You know, it's just that's a little bit just not going to be able to be something we can talk about, you know.
Well, I assume that home team rules apply, that if a team from Missouri goes to Tennessee to play a team, that you play Tennessee rules and vice versa, but I don't really know that. I mean, I just always assume that that's the way it went.
Yeah, I just think that's – I'm like you. I just think that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because unless you're going to try to run your own – completely sanctioned event, I mean unsanctioned event, and go get your own officials and go, you know, unless you're just going to do everything out on its own.
Right.
You know, maybe like the grind session, they would probably be able to do that. They'd make their own rules if they want.
I think we'll see the shot clock at some point, though.
Yeah, I think it's got to.
Yeah, I think we'll see it one of these days.
I think it'll benefit the kids, you know, those that can play at a higher level need to be playing under it, because that's what they're going to play under.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's playing under the shot clock now, so it's a little bit of a delay.
We're talking with Tori Hammett this morning about the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. We need to get to a timeout, but we'll come back and have more right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
BNC Unique Boutique. Ladies of all ages will enjoy shopping for the latest fashions, clothing, jewelry, shoes, and gifts. BNC Unique Boutique, Princeton and Grand Rivers, Kentucky.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, overnight low of 49 with a slight chance of showers by this afternoon. Showers are likely and thunderstorms possible in the mid-afternoon, a high of 65. Winds out of the east could be as high as 25 miles an hour. Thursday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm as well, low around 55. And then on Friday, another slight chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, high of 68 degrees. But back to this evening, we've got an overnight low of 49. And by this afternoon, thunderstorms and showers possible with a high of 65.
Hi, I'm Rachel Chandler with Farmers Bank. Did you know your money can make more money when you level up to an interest-bearing checking account?
Grow your balance at Farmers Bank with our Unique Plus checking account featuring a 2.5% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000.
Unique Plus is a win-win local banking option. Call or visit us today and let our expert bankers show you how to get the most out of your deposits. Farmers Bank. Live unique. Bank unique. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
At Tricios, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricios in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit Tricios.com. That's Tricios.com.
Back on the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. We're talking with Tori Hammett, the West Kentucky Hoops Classic organizer. And Tori, I know you don't have everything set yet, but have you counted up how many states you have coming this year?
Yeah, we've got five represented states right now. Got a couple teams coming from Tennessee, Rossview, Tennessee, from Clarksville, which is kind of a, you know, I didn't know much about them. They were the first Tennessee team to jump on, but you know, I look at some of these big tournaments too, where teams play, and they played down in the tournament that's in Nashville, ran by the I think it's called Next Level, ran by the boy that used to play at Vandy. I can't remember his name right now because I wasn't prepared for that, but they went down there and beat Brentwood Academy, and I thought, man, who are they? I don't even know who they are. So I got to looking at them. I thought, man, they're just right here in our backyard. We should take a shot. So Rossview, Tennessee, and they should be really good. Olive Branch, Mississippi, you know, we always try to pull a Mississippi team, and Olive Branch is consistently good. 6A, just went to the 6A Final Four in the Mississippi State Tournament.
Now, were they here before, too?
No, Olive Branch has never been here. Okay. We've tried. We had Center Hill, okay, which is in the same county.
Yeah.
We tried to get Olive Branch, and just they're just in demand. So I was really early this time to get them because I thought, man, I need to get it. That'll be the best North Mississippi team. And I don't know that their roster's full of major college kids. They're just going to be crazy athletic, yeah, you know, just real good. Kind of reminds you of a Pinson Valley. But so Olive Branch, Mississippi, Rossview, Tennessee. The second Tennessee team's Knoxville Catholic. We've tried to hook up with them a couple times, and it's just not panned out. But they have DeAndre Lindsey, who has picked up a Tennessee offer, Ole Miss offer, Arizona State offer. I mean, just a handful more, yeah, of offers that he's going to be a major D1 talent. He's just going to be a junior. So if I can work it out, I may try to see if they'll, you know, once they get here, flip them to commit to the following year as well. Yeah. So we'd have him twice. Pinson Valley, Alabama. People hear that name because we've used them a lot. But, man, they're so good. I'm super excited to have them. They've got like, say, the D1 kid and a couple mid-major kids. So they're going to be good. Took a shot at Ben Davis High School in Indiana. That's a weird scenario because usually it's a little bit harder than this, but it just kind of fell. Like, their coach just said, yeah, I think we'd like to do that. And Ben Davis is last year's ESPN number 18 team in the nation. They went 33-0, won the 4A state championship in Indiana, and just crazy good. And they really only lose one kid. It's their big center, but got another kid again, kind of like the other team I mentioned coming in behind them, like Evangel coming in behind them to fill that role. So I took a flyer at them, didn't even think I'd get them. Like, we just didn't even think I'd pull that off.
Yeah.
And just all of a sudden, boom, boom, and Ben Davis High School out of Indianapolis is coming. So that's going to be real cool. And then, of course, Evangel Christian out of Kentucky. So currently five states represented. Like I said, I'm talking to Illinois, which would be a sixth state, Arkansas, which would be a seventh state. So we'll see how it goes from there. But if we can land the Illinois and Arkansas team, whew, it's going to be good. It's going to be real good. Be some highly talented kids. So we're fired up.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, Princeton, Kentucky. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. Talking with Tori Hammett. And Tori, want to change gears just a little bit to tennis. You guys have a match today at home. Hopefully the rain leaves us alone and we can play.
I know it. We've been pretty fortunate not to have a terrible amount of rain out, so maybe we'll get it in and we'll see. We've offered to play them again tomorrow if it rains out, but just not sure what their schedule looks like. So we'll see. Right now we're going to go with playing and see what happens. About noon we'll watch for it.
Well, a big home match with Henderson County coming up on Monday, and our regional tournament time's almost here too.
Yeah, it's comes quick. You know, season, you wait to get here and then it starts flying by you. So we'll see what's going on related to that. We've got some good kids in multiple events between the guys and the girls. So if everybody will play to their ability and get with it, we should have some success in the region with a handful of our events.
Well, and the new windscreen looks good around the tennis courts.
Man, yeah, it's so nice. We're so thankful to the administration. I'm not really sure who all Dustin had to discuss with to get it done, but Dustin worked with us to get that going, and we got the order placed, and you don't really know. We wanted it to be nice, but not too heavy, and we didn't want it to be too light, so we kind of went with this company that we thought was going to be the right pick, and they allowed us to do the personalization of it with the Homecoming County Tennis on it, and then Tiger Tennis on the end with the logo. And immediately, as soon as we got it up, you know, we administrator, well, it was Coach Kukiko Daniel, came down and said, "Man, it looks so good from the school coming down the hill
because
you're coming from the school." And then Ryan told me that afternoon or the following afternoon how good it looked from the cafeteria.
Yeah,
just kind of just, I don't know, just. And it does. It kind of sets off something. It sets off something for the campus that a chain link fence just couldn't do. It just puts that wall there with your name on it. It's kind of cool. And then coming down the road, you can see Tiger Tennis. We faced it going out so that people could see it driving down the road.
Yeah.
And while it does some wind, you know, it's not going to block heavy wind by any means. But on a just a light breezy day, it really really helps. But man, it cosmetically it looks so nice. And
oh yeah,
it wasn't that it was bad expensive, but it wasn't that it was real cheap. So, you know, it took some discussions for them to allow us to do it. So we're thankful for it. They've, you know, the school's made great strides to make a lot of things nice with the track and stuff like that. So, and the new building. So we were thankful to get a little bit of that. So we're excited about how good it looks. The kids, I know how proud Steve and I are of it. But I do believe the kids, who might not say it like that, but they've commented about how good it looks, so I know they're proud of it.
Yeah, the campus looks great, the improvements at the stadium and with the tennis courts, and all we need now is a big sign for the tennis program
there
with all those regional championships.
I know. So maybe that's maybe somehow we can get around to that and just get the energy behind it to do it. But we are thankful. So many people help between the school system allowing us to do that. You know, I want to throw a shout-out to the Athletic Center. They sponsored our tennis team banner, kind of the Friends of Caldwell County Tennis. They sponsored it and at the same time made it. So it was nice for them to be able to do that and then give them a little bit of a shout out. And then New Direction made the senior banners for the seniors for us. So try to mix that around a little bit and give them all a shout out because they, you know, they're all doing great things for Caldwell County and we appreciate them. So. Oh, and First Southern came out for our Lyon County Senior Night and grilled pork chops and did the meal. So we appreciate First Southern coming out and do there because they have to stop. You know, a couple guys, Jason and Brad, have to, you know, they leave work to come out there and hang for multiple hours and get that done for us. So shout out to them for the great help with coming out and do that. I think both us and Lyon County appreciated that.
Yeah, I was going to say they fed both teams and some members of the media.
Yeah, that's right. Slide over and get one. So, yeah, and I think you ended up with maybe even some parents getting it. I think they cooked for like 100, so
wow.
It was nice.
Well, good luck to you guys on the tennis court, and West Kentucky Hoops Classic. Dates, I believe, are December 21st and 22nd this year, so we'll look forward to that, and hopefully we can get a long-range weather forecast that looks good, too.
Yeah, that's right. We definitely don't want to have any problems with that tournament.
All right, thanks, Tori. Right, I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, man.
That's Tori Hammett, West Kentucky Hoops Classic organizer, also a Kaw County High School tennis coach. Appreciate him coming in on the show this morning. Also, thanks to Dave Winder from Murray State University for joining us earlier on the show. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Sideline Report. Don't forget, Tiger Baseball on the air this afternoon. If the weather will allow, Tigers hosting Hopkins County Central at the VFW Ballpark will be on the air right after the 5 o'clock newscast today if the rain stays away. That's going to wrap us up. Todd Griffin of YourSportsEdge.com and WPKY Radio, thanks a lot for being with us on the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.